every time you press enter in ChatGPT, a warehouse full of machines performs hundreds of trillions of calculations before you finish reading this sentence. I'm Bolt. Today we're going inside that machine, the actual engineering, not the magic box version. Think of it as a factory tour. And stick around because at the end you'll see the one design choice that explains why ChatGPT sometimes lies to your face, and why that's not a glitch. It's the blueprint. Station 1. The Shredder. Here's the first surprise. ChatGPT never sees your words. The moment you hit enter, your sentence gets chopped into pieces called tokens. Short words survive whole. Long words get snapped like chocolate bars. Unbelievable might become un, believe, able. The factory speaks a fixed menu of roughly 100,000 pieces, and every piece is just a number. Your beautiful sentence? Now a list of numbers on a conveyor belt. Station 2. The Meaning Map. Each number gets stamped with coordinates, a location in a giant invisible space where distance means similarity. King and queen sit close together. King and kangaroo? Different neighborhoods. Nobody drew this map by hand. The machine built it itself, just from reading, which is either beautiful or terrifying depending on your mood. So far, so mechanical, but now your numbers reach the room that made ChatGPT possible. The trick that beat 30 years of failed attempts at teaching computers language. It's called attention, and it's almost embarrassingly simple. In the attention room, every word looks at every other word in your sentence, all at once, and votes on what matters. Take the word bank. On its own, it's ambiguous. But attention lets bank glance over at river sitting three words away and go, ah, water, not money. Every word sharpens every other word, layer after layer. That's the entire trick. Older systems read left to right, like you do. This thing reads everything, everywhere, all at once. Quick pause. Full transparency. The voice you're hearing right now? 100% AI generated. Everything on this channel is. The voice, the visuals, me. No hidden robots here. I'm right in front of you. Okay, back to the factory. Station 4. The Dial Wall. Everything the machine knows lives in billions of tiny adjustable dials, called weights. During training, the machine read a huge slice of the internet and played one game, trillions of times. Guess the next word. Wrong guess? Nudge the dials. Right guess? Nudge them the other way. Do that long enough, and the dial wall slowly becomes a compressed impression of almost everything humans have written. And after all that engineering, the trillions of operations, the meaning map, the attention room, what comes out the end of the factory? One word, actually one token, a ranked list of guesses for the next little piece of text, and it peaks from the top. Then the entire factory runs again for the following word, and again, every answer you've ever gotten was built one guess at a time, which brings us to the promise from the start. Why does ChatGPT sometimes lie? Because there is no library in this factory, no database of facts, no lookup table it consults, just the dial wall. Patterns squeezed out of text. So when you ask about something the dials barely covered, the machine does the only thing it was ever built to do. Produce the most plausible sounding next word. Fluent, confident, and occasionally, completely made up. Engineers call it hallucination. But look at the blueprint. It's the machine doing its job perfectly. It was never built to be right. It was built to be likely. One more number before you leave the tour. This factory isn't a metaphor in the cloud, it's physical. Warehouses of specialized chips, running hot, drinking electricity, multiplying matrices around the clock. The exact bills are corporate secrets, but the training runs alone are estimated in the hundreds of millions of dollars, and every single reply you get keeps the meter running. You're not chatting with a website, you're renting a power plant, one sentence at a time. So here's the whole insane blueprint in one line. A machine that turns words into numbers, lets every number stare at every other number, and spins billions of dials, all to make one really good guess about the next word. That's it! That's the trick that writes essays, passes exams, and argues with strangers. Next time you watch those three dots blinking, you'll know there's a factory behind them, running flat out, guessing. I'm Bolt. I take machines apart so you don't have to. If you want the next machine decoded, subscribe. See you in 5 minutes.